A call for help from a ship at sea.
Send the Coast Guard.
A mercy flight to a hurricane.
There goes the Coast Guard.
A landing barge storming a shell-torn beach.
Manned by the Coast Guard.
Terrestrials, floods, pirates, icebergs.
There's the Coast Guard.
Always ready in the service of their country and humanity. From Hollywood, we present a salute to the nation's oldest service. Since 1790, before we had an army or navy, the Coast Guard has served through peace and war in the growth of our country. This is a program for the men of the Coast Guard. A star-studded thank you by Bob Hope, Jane Russell, The Sportsman, Spike Jones and Company, Dorothy Shea, Jerry Colonna, Marilyn Maxwell, yours truly, Hi Averback, and Michelle Perrier and his orchestra. And here's our host for Coast Guard Day, the popular Warner Brothers star, Dane Clark.
Thanks, Hi, and hi, everybody. You know, it's a privilege to be included in this tribute to a grand organization, and it's a privilege to be working with the wonderful people who are saluting the Coast Guard today. For instance, here's a lovely charmer who's all set to contribute glamour to our salute. The beautiful Marilyn Maxwell.
Why am I in the sky when I ought to be walking around on the ground down where I belong? Who am I to deny that I'm out of my mind? You would have to be blind not to see that something's wrong. The reason is not hard to guess, so I'll just break down and confess. I'm in a jam with baby. Baby won't talk to me. Looks like someone has been lying. Guess a friend of mine is trying to take baby from me. Obviously that jealous, I'm so in love with baby. But I admit truthfully, I don't know this game of love. I don't know where I am. I only know I'm in a jam.
Wonderful, Marilyn, wonderful. It's great to have you on this show for the Coast Guard. And I'm happy to say we're going to have more fine singing. Dorothy Shea, the Sportsman's Quartet. After all, Marilyn, you know there's nothing like a beautiful voice.
Well, that's right. You know, man has invented many beautiful musical instruments, but none can equal the human voice. In the past, there were Caruso and McCormick. Today, we have Pinza, Melchior, and that other Greek voice that goes...
On the road to Mandalay.
Jerry Colonna!
Oh, Professor Colonna, I'm so happy that you could make it tonight.
Well, madam, and I'm happy that you're happy.
Oh, well, Jerry, I know you're happy that I'm happy that you're happy, and I'm sure our listeners are happy that you're happy that I'm happy, and they're also happy that I'm happy that you're happy, and of course we're both happy that they're happy and we're happy if they're happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the Contented Hour.
Say, Professor Colonna, could you help me with my voice?
Oh, yes, indeed, Madeline. I'd show you how to improve your arpeggios, round out your pizzicatos, and shorten your skirt soles.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you ever taught anyone how to sing?
Did I, Marilyn? When Nelson Eddy first came to me, he couldn't sing a note. After 3 weeks, out came shortening breath.
Well, how did you do that?
I made him gargle with Bisquick. I know, I've done wonders with my students. Take Harry Lillis Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
Oh, yes. When he came to me, he was nothing. Look at him now. Beautiful home, money in the bank.
And 4 kids.
Well, he took the advanced course.
We better skip the music lessons. How about just demonstrating your gorgeous voice? After all, you have the voice which has rocked the nation.
Yes, and no other gravel pit can make that statement.
Jerry, what are you going to sing?
Oh, a sea chanty. Very appropriate for an old seafaring man. I'd like you to join me in the song.
Oh, now hold it, Jerry. I'm a girl. How could I be an old salt?
Well, you should try. You've got a beautiful shaker. This is a marvelous chanty. When I was a lad, I wanted to lead the life of a sailor man.
Oh, man.
The enemy to fight at sea, I always thought was grand.
What's grand?
To swap the dicks in jolly style and always wear a smile. For me. Oh, the life of a sailor. For me. What do I care if there's a storm at sea? I'm as brave as any sailor man can be. Avast there, my lads. Get ready to haul anchor. So keep the mainsail clear. Rig the forecastle, batten the hatches.
Loop your poop deck.
Oh, Captain Colonna.
What is it, my little ship shape?
There's a ship with... There's a ship with 300 sailors pulling up alongside.
Did you throw a line?
They sure did. They said, hiya, babe.
Oh. Never mind, there's a storm coming up.
Hey, Captain, hear that wind? We're in the teeth of a gale.
Yeah. The teeth of a gale. Come on, man. We're in the teeth of a gale. What do you know? False teeth.
Captain. Captain, Seaman Jones just got smashed by the halyard.
The halyard, you say?
Madeline, better go below.
Below what?
Who knows? That sailor talk.
Captain, the shoals.
Stand back, helmsman. I'll take the wheel. Can I get the ship safely through these savage seas? Can I navigate the swirly waters of these treacherous reefs? Can I save all these human beings and bring the ship untouched through the treacherous shoals? Evidently not.
beautiful Marilyn and Professor Jerry Colonna, comes now a really touching hunk of artistry. A thrilling musical gem rendered especially for our Coast Guard by none other than Maestro Spike Jones, his complete company, and Dorothy Shay. Since the men of the Coast Guard touch upon almost every land in the world, Maestro Jones has prepared a special version of that modern classic, You Can't Be True, Dear, as it might be presented in many different parts of the globe.
So we bid a reluctant adieu to the little island of Manicura, famous for its hangnail. As our boat pulls away from the shore, we hear the familiar chant of the natives, which translated means, come back, we're bound to miss you at this distance.
By the makers of coolie cigarettes. Smoke coolies, smoke coolies, smoke coolies. In China, over 20 million coolies smoke coolies. As yesterday's story ends, Ed Fu Young, Dr. Malone, was confessing his love to Ma Jung Perkins, Wong's other wife. Ula, how to ma, uma, uya to go vaga, uya to nga, husband gone.
I know, but now you own the guy, own the who, real gun guy.
Muna, would I have to go na, go ahead, Pancho, you're not gonna marry me?
I own the guy, own the guy, own the guy, I'm only he. How could you support me?
Muna, we have to go ma, ula, mokuna gani, batan, go to America, get rich.
How?
Quiz shows.
That was marvelous, Spike.
Thank you, Dottie. And now why don't you and I start our own quiz show, huh?
Our own quiz show?
Well, sure. First question. What very lovely girl, first named Dorothy, is about to sing You Call Everybody Darling?
Me?
Right.
How'd I ever guess it?
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too.
You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. Nobody calls you darling anymore.
Wonderful, Spike. That was great. Now, some Coast Guardsmen in far distant outposts and stations want to know what's new. Well, the big rage in the States is still the good old radio quiz show. Everybody envies the people who win the fabulous prize on these shows, but does anybody realize the problems these prize winners may run into? For a dramatic portrayal of the problems faced by a couple of quiz winners, let us look in on the home of one happily married couple, as portrayed by Miss Jane Russell and Mr. Bob Hope.
Gee, Robert, wasn't our wedding yesterday wonderful?
Yeah, Jane, all except for your father.
I know. It was terrible the way he stood up in the church and said to you, "You'll walk down that middle aisle over my dead body."
Yeah. He made a pretty big lump in the carpet, too.
Yeah, but we got married anyway, and I'm going to be the best wife in the world. I'll take care of you, Robert. I'll give you hot soup when you're cold and cold soup when you're hot. And lukewarm soup when you're lukewarm.
Don't call me Luke. Say, there's only one thing I'm sorry about, honey. We haven't any money. We have to live in this small apartment. Just look at this living room, 20 by 40 inches.
Oh, Robert, it's not that bad.
This place is ridiculous. Look at that bathroom. That bathroom is so small, it's got handles on the outside.
Yes. Someday, Robert, I'd like to have a big, roomy bathroom with one of those Grecian bathtubs.
Oh, why do we need a Grecian bathtub? After all, we'll have so few Greeks coming over to take baths.
You know, we could have afforded a better place if you hadn't quit your job.
Well, I'm glad I quit my job. That was no work for a college graduate, butter boy at the Palladium popcorn machine.
Oh, now, Robert, let's not quarrel. You just sit back and relax in your favorite orange crate, and I'll turn on the radio and...
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the exciting new giveaway show that everyone's talking about. Welcome to Stop the Music Already.
Jane, keep that on.
The lucky listener who was able to identify this tune will receive $50,000 in cash, a year's free butler service, a luxury trip to New York on the famous Super Chief, and when you get there, you can keep the train. There's more. You get a silver blue mink coat from I.J. Fox and a silver blue fox coat from I.J. Mink. A brand new television set, a washing machine, a luxurious trailer, and the winner will be introduced to Groucho Marx and be permitted to run barefoot through his mustache. Now for the mystery tune. Our operators are placing a call to some lucky listener, and here is the mystery tune. All right, Joe, hit it.
Now there's the kind of a song that'll live. Anybody can whistle it.
That's the mystery tune, and now there's a phone ringing somewhere in America.
Robert. Robert, the phone.
I wonder who could be calling us at this hour.
Oh, Robert, pick it up. Tell him, Robert. Tell him. Don't be a schmo.
Okay. Hello, don't be a schmo.
That's right. The title of the song is Don't Be a Schmo. From the new Paramount picture, Don't Be a Schmo. Starring Bing Crosby.
Starring who?
Bing Crosby.
Can't place the name, but the nose has a familiar ring in it.
Anyway, sir, anyway, congratulations. You have just won $50,000 and hundreds of prizes.
Oh, Robert, just look at the apartment since we've won all those prizes. There's no room to walk. Stoves, refrigerators, washing machines. I'm weak from moving it around.
You're weak. I'm so weak I can only handle two ways of a four-way cold tablet. Say, what's in those two packing cases that just came in?
Well, this one says, this case contains a year's supply of ant powder.
What's the other one say?
This case contains a year's supply of ants. Gosh, Bob, the living room's a mess. It's so crowded.
Well, it's not as bad as the bedroom with that airplane in there. I wouldn't mind that, but the pilot snores all night.
Oh, if that's another carload of marinated herring, I'll green.
Come in.
How do you do, folks? Fursten Feldenbrook is the name. Now, Mrs. Hope, here is your prize from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh, wonderful. It's a collection of evening gowns.
That's right. A whole wardrobe of topless evening bottoms. And, Mr. Hope, our most beautiful model is coming in to give you a warm, clinging kiss.
She is?
Yeah, there she comes. She's crossing Sunset Boulevard. Oh, she got hit by a Stanley steamer.
Oh, no, that poor girl. She was coming over to be kissed by me. Then she was run over by a car. Why did that happen to her?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Jane, this is too much. We never should have guessed the mystery tune. We haven't had a minute's peace since this thing started. Salesmen, insurance men, relatives, and all day long neighbors keep coming in to borrow a cup of money. I've got a good mind to send everything back.
Now, Robert, you just relax and take it easy. I'll turn on the radio and get some soft music.
You've just heard the mystery tune on the Stop the Music or I'll Blow My Top program. And now, somewhere in America, a lucky listener's phone is ringing. Hello, is this the lucky listener named Robert Hope?
No, my name is Maya Schultz. You got the wrong number. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jane Russell and Bob Hope. Salute to Coast Guard Day. And brother, I'm glad to be on it. Me, Dane Clark, an actor with his eyes open. An American with something to think about and be proud of. I've been finding out something about our Coast Guard, and there was a lot to learn. The story of a young soldier put ashore on an invasion beach by the Coast Guard and brought off again to a hospital ship by the same service. Whole families lifted from a tropical island in the teeth of a hurricane by Coast Guard planes. The Coast Guard cutter that took the passengers from a huge flying boat down at sea and breaking up in the mighty seas of the Atlantic. These are the stories that make the headlines. But these are only a part of the great story of the Coast Guard. For 159 years, through eight wars and the long years of peace, the Coast Guard has gone steadily about its work of promoting safety and security at sea. The seals in Alaska, the windswept beaches of Cape Hatteras, the menacing icebergs of the North Atlantic, the coral reefs off the Florida coast. These are the province of the Coast Guard. Weather ships, light ships, bellboys, helicopters, search and rescue planes, radar, LORAN, skill, seamanship, and courage. These are the tools with which the keepers of our coastline work. I can't tell you how many lives they have saved in these many years. Add to the ones snatched from angry seas or flaming ships, all the ones guided to safe harbor by a flashing light or a warning bell. Count the lives saved by inspections, ice patrols, weather warnings, ambulance trips by plane or cutter. Add the spies and the saboteurs captured and kept from the deadly work. Total in the submarines sunk by Coast Guardsmen on convoy and patrol. Figure in the billions in fur and fishing and commerce, and you'll find that we Americans owe a lot to our Coast Guard. Because wherever they may be, on a cutter or a training ship, patrolling a lonely beach, flying or sailing or standing by, we salute our peacetime service. Overlooking the west bank of the beautiful Thames River at New London, Connecticut, is the Coast Guard Academy. And from there will come the future officers of the service. And there you will find the records of the long and glorious past history, as well as the promise of an even more glorious future. And there you will learn the true meaning of the Coast Guard motto, Semper Paratus.
From Aztec shore to Arctic zone to Europe and Far East, the flag is carried by our ships in times of war and peace. And never have we struck it yet in spite of foeman's might, who cheered our crews and cheered again for showing how to fight. This is the Coast Guard marching song. We sing on land or sea, through surf and storm and howling gale, high shall our purpose be. Semper Paratus is our guide, our fame, our glory too, to fight, to save or fight and die. High Coast Guard, we are for you. We are for you.
With the music and fun you've heard today, you've also heard something of what this nation owes to the United States Coast Guard. Many Americans already have contributed toward the Coast Guard Memorial Chapel to be built at the Coast Guard Academy in New London. We cannot ask for contributions, but all of us do pay tribute today to the men of the Coast Guard who have lost their lives in peace and war. Salute to Coast Guard Day, supervised by Lieutenant Commander Robert C. Canham, was arranged through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, and the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is High Averback speaking from Hollywood.